Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Midday with Jamie and Grayson, Jamie Maniscalchi and John Grayson. Headline got our attention out of the Wall Street Journal. Many U.S. factories now require white-collar education for blue-collar work. American manufacturers are set to employ more college graduates than workers with a high school education or less in the next 3 years. That seems to be a shift in the way things are going.
And it is specific to factory work in a lot of these cases, which is, I mean, that used to be the very definition of a blue-collar job, was being on the floor of the factory turning wrenches.
Right, and not needing the college degree.
Yep.
We had a lot of questions about it, and so joining us on the line is Austin Hufford of the Wall Street Journal, who wrote this article. Thanks a lot for joining us, Austin.
Hey. Yeah, thank you so much.
Can I ask, first of all, what prompted you to look into this?
So I cover U.S. manufacturing for the Journal, and earlier this year I read some academic research that was kind of alluding to this trend, and I was just fascinated by it. And so I decided to take a look myself, look at some federal data, and start talking to a heck of a lot of people, and I was able to write this article that, you know, I think exposes this really interesting trend.
And when you talk about manufacturers looking for somebody with a college degree, are we talking specifically in the tech sector, or does it cut across those kinds of lines?
So in terms of the jobs that manufacturers are looking for, it's a lot of, I think, like skill-based degrees, you know, so things like welding or CNC operating, you know, and it's not as so much as like a general philosophy major and things like that.
So you can't just go and get your liberal arts degree and have it be and have it apply to manufacturing. So talk more about that. You have a quote in here from Eric Hurst, who's an economic professor at the University of Chicago, saying, quote, "You used to do stuff by hand. Now we need workers who can manage the machines." Explain to me, if you can, what's changing about manufacturing.
So basically, what's happening is that the jobs that are the most rote and the most physically demanding are increasingly either getting replaced by machines or, you know, facing very intense foreign competition. And so basically jobs that are that were impossible to, you know, to automate, you know, might move to, you know, like lower income countries like Mexico or China. And the jobs that have been able to automate means that the workers that they're hiring are much higher skilled because they have to manage machines instead of operating them by hand.
So that's what they're doing. Is it a lot of programming that goes along with it, or is it just operating the machines themselves that's so complicated you need a degree to figure it out?
So what a lot of these owners, manufacturing owners, tell me is that it's more about that they're looking for people who are willing to grow and learn with the company. And so, you know, maybe some of these workers might operate three machines at once, but understanding how to operate them is not easy. You know, these aren't just like a press that you press a single button. It's like you're having to understand how to do advanced offsetting to deal with issues as things come up. So it's much more complicated than using an iPhone.
So is the higher level of education needed, I'm going to say needed for the moment, also then raising the base pay and what those workers are making? Because generally, education is valued more, and so is that raising the rate that those employees are making?
So that's a complicated question. I think that the answer is yes, is that basically a worker who now has a more advanced education and is thus offering more to the company is seeing higher pay, but it doesn't seem like that. It also applies to everyone at the factory floor. Like basically, it seems like if you're a laborer, you're probably making less than you ever have in many cases.
So let's talk a little bit about the numbers involved in that workforce. If you're getting rid of the lower skilled laborers and bringing in robots to do their jobs instead, these higher skilled and college educated workers, they can't make up anywhere near the kinds of numbers that used to of people that used to work in a factory, I would guess, right?
Right. I mean, so basically, if you look at manufacturing broadly, we employ about a third less than we did in 1979, but we are making more than ever. And so what that means is that the productivity has gone up, so we're making more and more, but we're basically employing relatively less.
What does this mean for current workers? You know, if The need is for a higher level of education for new employees that are coming in. What does this mean for the workers that are currently there?
Well,
that don't have that higher level education right now.
Right. I mean, I think first it's really important to be understanding where the direction that your company is going. It's very important to understand like where, what the skills that are going to be needed in the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. And also it's important to understand what sort of resources are available to you. I spoke to one young woman in this piece. She worked at a cigarette plant outside Chicago, or a smokeless tobacco plant outside Chicago, and she got laid off, but she was able to get a grant to do a four-month training program and now is in a much better position and on an actual trajectory of growth compared to before when she was just cleaning the machines. And so I think it's very important for these workers just to be prepared, is that if your job is low-skilled, if you're doing the exact same thing every single day, make sure that you're, you know, if there's a new project at work, if there's a new machine, maybe volunteer to run it. You know, take that risk and try to be on the forefront of your employees there. Because many of these factory owners tell me that they want workers to stay and they want to be able to retrain them, but not everyone is willing to do that.
Yeah, and I wonder, you're looking forward to the next 10 or 20 years, to the next generation of workers that's coming in, how much are the businesses greasing the skids at the colleges? If it's specialized degrees that they want, are they sponsoring degree programs? Are they working with the schools to encourage more kids who are coming in as freshmen to take that degree on as a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely happening, but it's probably not happening as much as people want. People do say there seems to be sort of a disconnect in many cases between industry and between colleges. There seems to be a little bit more closely association with community colleges because they're a little bit more flexible.
Huh.
You know,
okay.
They're a little bit less, you know, and so it seems, at least anecdotally, it seems like community colleges are more attuned to local labor trends than larger institutions that have four-year degrees.
And are we talking about four-year degrees? We are talking about bachelor's degrees, right?
Well, we're seeing large growth in both, and this growth has been driven by bachelor's degrees, but companies are also looking for associate's degrees and even certificates in some cases. Because I think for the companies, it's not necessarily about the piece of paper, but it's about the skills that piece of paper represents, if that makes sense. And so I kind of view education as kind of a proxy for these larger skills.
It's so interesting because the conversation in the last couple of years has been the opposite. The conversation has been, in terms of high school kids, pushing high school kids away from college because of the student loan debt and pushing them toward jobs where you realize you can make a lot of money in some of these jobs that don't require college degrees. And it's so fascinating that the skills are needed that come from college now.
Right. But I think it's also... you're 100% right about that, and it's also very specific programs that are providing skills. You know, and so I do think there's this discussion happening that if you go to college for 2 years and then you drop out, you're probably worse off than if you haven't gone to college at all because of the debt and the waste of time and everything else. But if you are able to complete a program that provides skills that companies want, then you are better off in almost every case. And so I think that's kind of where we're seeing this disconnect there.
So if, you know, this is fascinating. Again, you wonder how this is all going to shake out 10 years down the road. If they're trying to fill the factory floor with people who have an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, then is the rest of the company, I mean, is everybody from boardroom on down to that factory floor going to be specifically people with masters, with MBAs? I mean, is it going to see that same kind of bump in education the higher you go up the company ladder?
Yes, I definitely think so. And then the question comes is what about the people who don't go to get those higher education? You know,
right.
what happens to the person who gets a high school degree and that's it, or who drops out in 11th grade? And I think there's real questions about that and what sorts of opportunities are available to them. Because, you know, at some point it used to be very possible for you to graduate high school and have a full career and a full healthy lifestyle. And now it's becoming increasingly not true at just the high school education.
So, Austin, real quick, if we've got parents listening who have kids in high school and who have guidance counselors and they're having to make decisions about what to do in the next year or two after high school, what's the advice as the landscape changes a little bit here?
Well, I think one thing is that it definitely seems true that there are still great jobs in manufacturing. and jobs that provide great benefits, that provide good pay, and that provide good, a lifestyle that you're not going to be stuck in an office all day, right? But to get those jobs, you're going to need to get some sort of skill, whether that's doing a very specific associate's degree program or specific type of college. And so that's what I just would keep in mind is that going to college does not mean you're going to be stuck in an office every single day, and that there are other options out there if you're more technically minded.
It's an incredible leap, and it's a great article. It's in the Wall Street Journal, on the Wall Street Journal online at WSJ.com right now. Austin Hufford, who is on the beat for American industry for the Wall Street Journal, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Austin. So interesting. I kind of felt bad for a little while here the last few years. Like, it became unpopular and uncool to go to college here for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, that because of student loan debt and because we were just hearing about all these jobs and all these people that said, my degree didn't get me anything. It didn't get me more money. It didn't get me a better job. I did it because it was sort of expected of me. I kind of thought, oh, I got a couple of college degrees, and I kind of felt like it. Now it's interesting to see that the skills that are needed in manufacturing
right. Come
from college. And I love where he said it's not the degree, it is the skills. And it changes so fast that how do you, what do you do now at 18 or 20 without going, because it's not easy to just go back to college and get a college degree at 40.
It does happen, but you're right. Yeah. It's the rarity. It's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
And I love that you brought this up to him. That very line about it doesn't really matter what your degree, you get a degree and just get a degree, and then you can go out and market yourself to business. That was what we were told.
Right.
Get a degree in anything. Get a degree in what you love and then go work.
Right.
And it's not that way anymore. You have to get the degree they want you to have.
And I do wonder then if employers then are going to have to pay those employees more because a college education is valuable. Or if it's so specific that it doesn't apply elsewhere.
And I think what we're going to see is what we've already seen starting as something of a trend where even people who graduate from four-year universities are going to do 2 years of community college first.
Right.
Because they can't afford it any other way.
Well, and that's just smart anyway.
Well,
I generally think that's just good advice that probably won't change, that those first 2 years you can do anywhere.
Yeah, they don't put an asterisk on your diploma.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes I think not every 18-year-old is ready to go be out on their own just yet.
Well, sure.
That it helps a little bit to have kind of a transition instead of going from living with mom and dad to being away from home.
It's like a third.
Yeah. Oh, it's it's and the recession kind of did that for us a little bit where we learned the value of community college. So thanks a lot to Austin for coming in. It's really, really interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.